Hello.
Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. Welcome to Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. I am your host, Peggy Avila, and I love that song, What is Your Purpose? We all have a purpose for what we do and a purpose why we're here. And that's what this show is all about. It's all about you and your purpose for doing what you do. So I'm just going to talk a little bit, give a lot of people an opportunity to log in. And if you know of someone right now, send a text message. Tell them right now they don't want to miss out on this interview. I have a phenomenal guest for you. Yes, a surprise. It's always, it is a major surprise. This is a must-hear show. So on that note, love yourself, enjoy yourself, make sure that you pray up to stay up, and also text them 323-642-1757. Once again, let me slow it down, 323-642-1757. Tell them, hey, to check it out, Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. Well, let me tell you what Women in Motion is all about. Women in Motion, once again, for those who are just coming on, you need to know who I am. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our local communities and around the world, not excluding men, not excluding anyone. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in. The number is 323-642-1757. You could also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Email me, womeninmotion07@gmail.com. Oh, well, we're about to go live in a few seconds, but there's a few things that I'd like to say. I see some more people are still coming on, but it's a great, beautiful day. It's also a special month, and it's just God's purpose to have my guest on at this special and particular time. So I know she's waiting. I know she's excited about sharing who she is, her purpose, and all the wonderful things that she do, because she wears a lot of hats. That's something I like to say while we're waiting. So mute your phones, very important. We don't want to take away from my interview. Mute your phone. There will be a time in the show while I will open it up where you could ask some questions, but just say hello. How are you doing? All right. So, once again, Peggy Avila, your host, Women in Motion, live on eWater Radio. Always keeping it live and keeping it real. And I like to say that nothing script. It's straight down to earth. It's all about my guests. It's really their show. I'm just working the board. I like them to talk about what they do, why they're doing it, and how they're doing it, and to reach out and let people know that they are making it happen. A woman of value does not rely on others to recognize her value. She knows her worth, and she always adds value. A woman's value can never be undervalued by someone who does not understand her. The life of a valued woman can never be in vain. That's one perfect thing about my guest right there. Nobody's perfect but God, but hey, he's working in and through her. So in a moment, I'll have you on. I'd like to say, are you there, millionaire?
Hello, my sister Peggy. Am I here? Oh, my God. I hope your audience is ready, girl.
Because you got a lot for them, right? Because you do a lot.
Girl.
You are blessed, anointed, and appointed. Yes, you are. You are that woman of value. Now, I just like to say this. I went to make sure you were on. But May is Mental Health Month. Memorial Day, weekend, Military Appreciation Month, and you have a book, Military Mom on a Mission. Is that correct? Military Appreciation
yes.
Month?
Yes.
You're a mental health
for
coach.
Mental health.
That's right. And you're a professional who helps clients improve their mental wellness, being, and develop a healthy, balanced life. You just do so many things. You're a life coach, is a type of wellness professional who help people make progress in their lives through order to obtain a greater and fullness to overcome the obstacles that may be holding them back. So I'm going to let you take over. Tell us a little bit about yourself, but I like to ask you, millionaire, and that's with the H-D-I-R, Millionaire Williams, everybody. I want you to know that. How do you get a beautiful, blessed name like that?
Well, when you know God has ordained, commissioned, and proclaimed some things about your life, that's how it came into being. And I used to model professionally with a phenomenal woman in Los Angeles for many, many years. And she used to always say I look like a million walking down the ramp. So about 7 years, you know, with the career of modeling at one point, Peggy, she just gave me that name. Here comes Miss Million. So that became my stage name. And at the time, my biological DNA name, I call it, was Millicent, and I still love that name to this day. But I legally went ahead and changed my name. I just sat in a tub of nice hot water one evening, and I was going before the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, why is this still on me? You know, some years later to change my name, and Peggy at the time, I didn't even realize, because it's been many years, it's been since like 95 that I changed my name, and even biblically speaking, God changed Abraham's name, Isaac. There's so many references from a biblical standpoint that names would change. And God told me it's changed to million heir because you're an heiress to my throne. I've given you many gifts. I've given you so much. So I'm telling you, I'm just living out all these giftings that God has created inside of me, girl. That, what can I tell you?
Yes, you are. And it's not, and yours is the H-E-I-R, heir.
Yeah, add to that throne.
Girl, you're walking in God's favor. You're walking in God's blessings. And, I mean, you really do a lot. So anyone and everyone who's listening, you have to get to know her. Because if you have been in the room with Million, you'll know when she entered the room. That's for sure. And as a former business owner of Kingdom Family Creations, you joined the Jacksonville Onslow Chamber of Commerce. Shortly after joining the chamber, Million, you volunteered your services with Small Business Committee and Minority Business Services Division. That led to a part-time manager position for the Minority Business Services Division, which transitioned into a full-time job. The chamber recognized her exceptional leadership skills and created their first vice president position to assist in meeting the goals and objectives of the organization. Now, you're going to have to collaborate on that because it's just too much. It's overwhelming for me. But I know that she, I want everyone to know, she is Effectual Life Coaching because I have a lot to say. I have notes all over the place. But I'm going to have to keep myself focused and contained because I want my listeners to know we are not strangers. We've been knowing for years and years and years.
Oh.
And she's always been an entrepreneur, a leader, a woman of purpose. Always been in the Word, always been led by God, always reigned and showered and walked in His anointing and His power. I went to her beautiful home, and I'm not putting her business out there. That's for her.
but I do say that I walk in my palace every day, so go right ahead.
And if you're around Millionaire Williams, her light is always shining. So that light, you get inspired, you get encouraged. You feel like, and it fits her, life coaching. It's just so much. We're going to talk about however you want to do it, like I shared with you prior to that. And I'm going to jump for a minute. You actually came from New York to California.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Long Island, New York, and moved to Los Angeles in my early 20s. And my boyfriend at the time, but then husband, he was in the entertainment field, and they got a record deal from Holland Dozier Holland, the great Motown creators of production and music and everything else. And so that's how I landed up in California, you know, from New York, and that was in my early 20s.
So there you go, listeners. You know where the accent came from, New York. just collaborate. Let's see which directions you would like to go. Would you like to talk about Military Mom on a Mission, your book, or would you like to start off with the – well, let's go there, because she is an author, a publisher, plus more, and you'll get it all on this show. Well, let's talk about being a military mom and about your book and what inspired you to write a book and the purpose why.
Well, actually, Peggy, and I'd just like to say, first of all, thank you for interviewing me, and thank you for your audience as well and family and friends that are out there that will possibly call in. I am delighted to be here and to be a part of this global network. And as we all women, as you stated, come on to just acknowledge them and their purpose and their accomplishments. So kudos to my sister girls out there as well who have come before me and that will come after. But getting to the book that Peggy is talking about was my first book that I authored, Military Mom on a Mission, an Advocate for Mental Health. And just to give the audience a brief backdrop of what that book is about and how it came about, my son joined the United States Marine Corps, and at the time we were not in active war. 9/11 didn't happen, so we didn't have any of all that going on. However, speeding things up, 9/11 happened. He was charged to go over to Iraq for about 9 months. He was deployed there. He came back. Mm-hmm. Number one, he came back, Peggy, because that was, you know, not everyone comes back. So I was just ecstatic that my son was back on American soil. Secondly, mm-hmm. all his body parts were there. I was just, thank you, Jesus. But mm-hmm. little did I know that PTSD was lurking within his mind and in his psyche. And 6 weeks after getting out of the military, he had a full mental breakdown, Peggy. And I'm telling you, it was just, I describe it as walking through hell, walking through the streets of hell, smelling what evil feels like, what it looks like. It was a very mm-hmm. hard time for our family at the time. And mm-hmm. 5 hours after he had the meltdown, we were there sitting at the emergency room with the psychiatrist having examined him. And the doctor comes out, your son has, like he was giving us a menu. I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, well, your son has PTSD, bipolar schizophrenia, and severe psychosis. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, excuse me? What are you saying to me?
Right.
So,
uh-huh.
Peggy, that began a whole new narrative for our entire family.
Wow, a new chapter in your life.
Yes. And how I came about becoming an author, because I've always been the type of person, you know, from my leadership years of, I worked for Kaiser 26 years in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. the Hollywood facility there. So I've always been a very good documenter and always a person that wrote everything down so I could have documentation. So that's really how the book kind of formulated, was because I started writing everything down, all the doctors I would speak to, the meds he was on, just a litany of things that I was dealing with him, because this is all brand new. So one day I'm looking at all this paper that I had, all these, you know, mm-hmm. notes that I had. and keeping track of everything. And I'm like, this is really a book. I need to tell this story. So that's how the book came about. What was so amazing, because it was during COVID that it got published. So, you know, I was online with my book launch. There were like 160 people that came on my book launch, which I was just amazed. It was just an incredible book launching. After that, I hosted a 8-month-long book club, you know, so we could talk about the book. I developed a community of people to really come alongside and, you know, help understand this navigation process, because now we're dealing with mental illness, you know what I mean? So as you know, there are just so many people walking around today, and you also mentioned early in the intro, May is Mental Health Month. And I'm going to deviate from the book just a minute just to talk about some of the mental health statistics. And this is data going back to 2021. And it says one in six U.S. youth aged 6 through 17 will experience a mental health disorder each year. So between those ages of 6 and 17, 1 in 6 U.S. youth, half of all lifetime mental illness begins by the age of 14 and 75% by age 24. And oftentimes...
Really?
Yes, and mental health issues, illness or disorders or diseases sometimes are not even seen by the parents or recognized, because sometimes we think it could be just the child's personality. You know what I mean? And so a lot of times, even with depression, you know, you may think your child is just tired or, you know, but anytime your child is showing signs of behavior changes, we have to pay attention to that more than ever nowadays. Because also with COVID, that created a whole nother spectrum for everyone, you know, and I know my husband
really
concerned about me, Peggy, because, you know, I'm really the social butterfly, and, you know, we were all kind of stationary at home. But for me, you know, I'm like the ever-ready bunny. I just keep ticking, because as long as I had Zoom, I was on Zoom all the time, you know, during COVID.
Just keep it going,
you know,
huh?
Yes, but you know, for people that were introverted already prior to COVID, this just created a lot of isolation for people, created depression. And, you know, and even the statistics here, it talks about depression alone cost our nation about $210 billion annually. That is a lot of money.
That
and,
is a lot,
you know,
like you said.
It is. And I go around asking people, you know how we used to say, oh, Peggy, how are you? Well, oftentimes now I'll say to people, how is your mental health? To be more specific with people, because if you say to the person, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. And I'm also a certified life and mental health coach. So I have come to recognize you have to check on people's mental well-being. You really do, because we're dealing with a lot as a nation. We're dealing with a lot as a country. We're dealing with a lot in our communities. And then people are dealing with a lot in their families, you know. So people really have to pay attention to mental health more now than what we ever have. And take time out in your families. When you're sitting down at the table, you know, and I know traditionally the families really don't sit and eat together. People's schedules are so different. If you have that time with your family and you're sitting, talk about the mental health and well-being of everybody. Talk about areas of self-care, what you can do. And there's so many things that you can do in the area of self-care. And so that really talks about you know, my book, Military Mom and a Mission Advocate for Mental Health. So I've really operated in a lot of arenas when it comes to mental health. As a result of that, I also became certified as a mental health coach. And Peggy, one of the other books that I've written and I'm very proud of, the title is Mental Wealth Toolkit.
Mental Wealth Toolkit?
Yes. Ooh. Never start your day without it. So,
I love that. Everybody's going to have to get and read that.
All my books are on Amazon, on my website, and I'll give you all my information, how to contact me. But I've written a number of books, but I'll just read a couple excerpts from the book, the introduction. It says, this book provides the reader a multifaceted approach to tools, techniques, and a plethora of engaging exercises to assist with your mental wellness. Additionally, there is a self-care litmus test that you can take to help assess where you are in the world of self-care. And I provide websites, YouTube links, and additional books to add to your journey of mental wealth. So our mental wealth is paramount today more than it ever has. You know, so many communities are going through so much. I mean, and I don't want to become the negative one, but, you know, the reality of how we're living today in America, it's a very different America. I mean, the guns out of control.
It is very different, and it's so awesome that God has blessed you to, well, you're the instrument, you're the vessel, and you've been through it. And you did state for all of my listeners, you said that was called PTSD, correct?
Yes, that's what one of the mental illnesses that my son was diagnosed with was PTSD, meaning post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. So, and, you know, the only normal people are the ones that you don't know very well. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And talking about the mental health, what it needs is more sunlight, more candor, and more unashamed conversation. We would never tell someone with a broken leg that they should stop wallowing and get it together. There is hope.
Right.
And when your brain tells you there isn't, like everything you're doing is together. Your mental health, your publisher wrote the book, and then you have the life coaching, because I can't even imagine how did you get through it. What were the signs when your son came? Well, first of all, you're so excited that your son made it home. To be in Iraq I know you're a prayer warrior, but still, you're a human. You're a mom.
Oh, yes.
That's why you call that book Millionaire Mom on a Mission. Your mission is to get the message out. You tell me in your words, what is your mission through the book?
My mission through the book is simply telling the story, number one, of what we went through as a family and letting people know that you can get through the dark side. And it was a very dark side. You know what I mean? We had a lot of days where things were just, like you said, I'm a prayer warrior, I'm an intercessor, and thank God for my faith and my family, because we really had to come alongside my son and embody him in a way that we never knew how to do before. And, you know, not only that, but I've had panel discussions that I created every quarter. I recall one panel discussion, and again, this is all during COVID. After I had written a book, I actually had a couple of judges on my panel discussion. There's what's called the Veteran Treatment Courts, and a lot of people have never heard of them, but there's several of them throughout the United States. And what it does for veterans, if they've got alcohol issues and they've gotten in trouble with the law, they've got substance abuse, they actually have a special court designed specifically for veterans to go through, because they have other veterans that assist them in the process. They help them get back on their feet. They help them with education. They help them get an apartment. and I had like three veterans on my panel discussion with the two judges that actually went through the program, and one, he had been in and out of jail, lost his kids, lost his marriage. He was deep into drugs. He was
homeless.
And Peggy, when I tell you, if I were to have him on your show, you would say to me, there's no way that he had gotten caught up in all of this. He is thriving so much. He's back in school. He has his children back. He has his own place and just doing absolutely fantastic in life. So sometimes people just need help, Peggy, to get through the dark areas of their lives.
And that's what a life coach is. A life coach is to help you get through that, to let you know that you can overcome them obstacles. But I like to comment and question as well. Now, you had no idea when your son was going to the Marines that any of this would inspire, correct? You're just thinking a good career. What were the signs like? So other listeners will know if there's a sign, because a lot of signs are hidden. They say mental health is hidden, but it's not. I'm going to tell you something, and you can correct me if you like. Everybody suffers from some type of form of mental health. You can stress out over a bill. You can stress out over a health report. You can stress out if you're having a headache. You just don't know.
Anxiety attacks.
It's serious.
Yes.
Anxiety attacks.
Yes. And people sometimes, you know, and in life, you know, we think we're in control of our lives, but we're really not. I like to say you're managing your life, but you're not controlling it, because we know there's only one that is controlling what is, okay? So with that being said, you've got to learn how to manage your life in a healthy way. You have to learn how to manage your relationships in a healthy way. I've been in toxic relationships prior to being married to my husband, and I tell you, it is not good for anybody. I tell people toxic relationships are like secondhand smoke. They kill everybody in the room.
They sure do. You know, it's not good for you at all. It'll kill you before it kills the smoker.
That's absolutely
for sure. That is definitely for sure. So your business is called Effectual Life Coaching.
Yes, the name of my business, Effectual Life Coaching Enterprises, and I had to add the enterprises on it, Peggy, because I've got so many different layers in my business that I function in. You know, we talked about being an author, and I've written several other books, and then with my life coaching, I've created all kind of programs. I have one program that's titled Effective Results for Life, Creating a Better You, the Purpose Management Seminar, Balancing Your Roles Between Tasks. I have another one I've developed called the Redemptive Transformational Process. And still, there's another one, and these are packages that I have available to come out and speak to corporations, speak to organizations, churches, women's groups, sororities. I have one that's called Self-Care for the Professionals. I've worked with a lot of professionals and go through a whole demonstration of self-care and how important that is. There's another one that I created, Peggy, that's titled Mental Health is Mental Wealth, Your Guide to Self-Care. And that one I hosted for American Express employees in Phoenix, Arizona, and that was quite successful. And then I have another one that I developed. It's called ELC Formula, standing for Effectual Life Coaching Formula. And so you know how people say work-life balance? But I really don't think you can really have life-work balance, because I pretty much changed that formula to read life plus work plus prioritize equals balance. Because as you know, when we're going through life day to day and things are occurring in our lives, even those unexpected things that come up, you then have to assess, reassess, And you've got to prioritize certain things, and then you can incorporate the balance in it, because that's just what life is. It's unpredictable. Today, everything could just go so smooth, and everything, and you're getting everything done. You're just knocking out all your daily goals and things, your tasks. And then the next day you wake up and things are just kind of haywire. And sometimes it just happens
Isn't that,
that
something?
Way.
It just happens. That's
yeah.
all life. And you just said a lot there, because your mental health, is everything. Prioritize
yeah.
it. Make the time like your life depends on it, because it does. Mental
yeah.
health is kindness. It's loving yourself enough to love those around you. Kindness is free
yeah.
to give, but priceless to receive. Now, I said all of that to say this, because you are that lady. You are the one. You're doing it. I'll try to figure out sometimes, how does she do it? But, you know, we're busy women, but it's good to be busy. But we were in a conversation the other day. I can't
yeah.
remember exactly how we said it. We said we're busy, but we're something. How did you say that? Busy,
yeah,
but
busy with a purpose.
With a purpose. With a purpose.
Yeah. And it makes
That's
all the
so
difference
true.
In the world. Yeah.
Well,
because you can be busy, never accomplishing things, but when you're busy with a purpose, your creative intelligence is producing some things and manifesting some things and, you know, being an instrument to this world to improve life, to bring more quality of life to your family, to others around you, to your job, to your career, to your business as an entrepreneur. It's about always seeing life in a way, Peggy, that this creative intelligence that God has given us, we just tap into it, and sometimes it just flows, girl. I'm telling you, sometimes I wake up and it's just what I call my spiritual download. Girl, I have a pad by my bed, and it's like, okay, let me just get my pen and write it all down, because I see we're going in a different direction. It's like, okay.
So you're ready to roll with it. Let me ask you something. What briefly, because we're gonna, there's callers that may want to ask some questions or say hello to you. Briefly,
right.
just briefly, how do you start your day? And briefly mention all the things briefly that you have done and are doing. And everyone that's listening, I'm your host, Peggy Avila, Peggy's Social Moment, Women in Motion, live on eWater Radio. You can still text someone. It's not too late. 323-642-1757. I have Millionaire Williams. She is a life. She is a millionaire mindset. She is a woman of purpose with a purpose, and she is definitely a blessing and someone that you want to know. And before the end of the show, she's going to share with you how you can reach out to her, because she is doing this. Also, you have to get her book. I encourage all of my listeners, get the book. Definitely, a Military Mom on a Mission. So go ahead on, Millionaire. It's on you.
Yes, my darling. And one thing I definitely want to give your audience is called Declaration Manifesto that I created. And it states, I am the apotheosis of the competent woman, all strong and God supporting and full
Ooh.
Of unflinching convictions. That author is unknown. But I have the rest that I've put together, and I said, I am an influencer. I have no more excuses. I have the ability to figure it out. I am aligned with my purpose. I am a creative strategist. I am extraordinary, accomplished entrepreneur. I seek the thrill of fulfillment. I am amazingly unstoppable. I operate in dominant intention. I take risks and I take action. That's who I am.
Ooh, I love it. You know who you are. You know your purpose. You know that you have been purpose-driven. You know that your God is leading you and guiding you, and you're here to share. You're here to reach out, to let people know that there is a way out of no way. There are little signs that we may not recognize. But I strongly encourage you to reach out to my girl here, Millionaire Williams. Get the book. Reach her on her email, on her social media, because she is very inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. She is that person. She's a woman in motion. She's always keeping it live and keeping it real. What would you like to say to the listeners listening to the show today?
I would love to encourage any of you, by the sound of my voice, whatever thoughts, dreams that you have inside of yourself, allow the world to see who you are. You're not a mistake. God created life. So therefore, you have this breath in you. When you wake up in the morning, you've been given the gift to be alive and to be well and to know that the answers all lie within you. Do not allow life to tell you that you're a victim. The devil is a liar. No, you stand bold. You stand with courage. You stand in Ephesians 6:10. Have the full armor of God.
Oh, yes.
Stand up against the wiles of the devil. Do not allow him to take you to and fro. I always say, Satan, not on my watch. You're not having my children. You're not having my husband. You're not having me. You're not having my home. You're not having the possessions that God has granted me. You will not have my business. You have to stand up and be bold. And if you don't have a spirit of boldness and courage that I carry, Peggy, I prayed years ago, and I asked the Lord to give me a bold and courageous spirit. And when I tell you, baby, you think the Lion of Judah is coming at you when I'm in the room, okay? So if you are lacking boldness and courage, ask. That's all you need to do. Whatever that thing is that you feel that you need to really get out there and show who you are, show your greatness, show all that God has given you. Let the world know that you're in the room. Let them know when you wake up in the morning, the devil better move out your way.
Go ahead on, girl. Talk that talk.
Let them know
who you are.
Step up. And don't let age be a factor. Do not allow gender to be a factor. Do not allow your ethnicity be a factor. Do not allow anything to get in your way talking about what you can't, shouldn't do, naysayers. Tell them to get thee behind me, Satan, okay? Because, Peggy, I tell people, I'm 67 years young, and I'm just getting started, okay? I am.
Well, girl, you know, if they were to see you, okay, now you look like you're 20 or 30 something, okay? I'm just going to say that. See, that's the anointing of light shining.
Okay.
You know, okay, girl. Hey, and that's not being above yourself. That's knowing that you know because you're riding and walking in the blessings of the Lord. That's right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Wow. But let me do this really quick because, as I stated, she is a life coach, and a life coach is a type of wellness professional who helps people make progress in their lives in order to obtain a greater fullness. Life coaches and help their clients to improve in their wellness, in their mindset, in their businesses. And sometimes you think she said it all. You may think you should be someplace where you're not, and you need a little coaching. We all need a little coaching. No one's perfect, but one person that I know, he's not a person, he's a spirit, and that's God. I'm going to say it. Yes, I did, but it's the truth. Now, what I'm going to do, Millionaire Williams, live on eWater Radio, I'm so excited, as I stated, a very good dear friend of mine, I've been knowing for many, many years. She's a woman of purpose with a purpose. She has a book out. She's coaching. She's been on the board of commissioners. She's traveled the world. She also... Okay, if you see her house, you wonder how she do it, okay? She decorates. She needs to be an interior decorating someplace, decorating new homes. She makes all kind of things. I was in her house. My daughter and my son-in-law went there to visit, and the house is overwhelming. And if you saw the video, how she sat there on her island in the kitchen, that'll be another show, and did her little clip, and she claimed her house. See, that's a woman who's empowered, who's inspired, who's self-motivated, and know who she is and walking in her purpose. So if I have any callers that would like to just say, hello, I'm listening to the show, it's good. You know, don't be shy. Just, I love it. You just come, anybody, and be sure, mute your phone if there's any ambient sound. But if anyone would like to say anything to Million right now, please do. I would love it. Anyone. I know you're there. I turned your mic on. I hear a little ambient sound. Be very careful of that because we don't want to take away from my guests and take away from the show. Anyone like to say anything? And, you know, when I say anything, just, hi, I'm here. I'm listening to the show. I strongly encourage you, and I'm motivated. Anybody? I hope I have your mic. Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. This is Dina Vernado.
Oh, hey, Miss Dina,
can
how
you
are you doing? I sure
I'm
can.
I'm good.
Hear
I was
you.
Driving, so I had to rush and park my car and get on the line with you guys. I'm very proud
okay.
of her. I've heard everything, and I know my brother, he was in the service, so he went through a lot fighting in Vietnam. And,
yeah.
you know, he has a lot of little shell shock things, but he worked on it. But I'm proud of her. I'm proud of
yeah.
her.
Hello
like
there,
book,
my dear.
I want to know
how
to get the
you?
Book. Good. I want to know how to get the book.
Yes, I would much prefer you order the book from my website. The only reason I say that, because then I can personally autograph your book. As if you
okay.
can order it through Amazon, and you can do that as well. My website is Military Mom on
Military
a Mission.
Mom. I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Okay.
On a Mission.
A Mission, okay.
.us.
All right. I'm going to go on there.
Yes, please do. And do you mind, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Long Beach, California.
Okay, Long Beach is in the house. I love it.
It's in the house, and she is definitely a lady that I'm going to have you meet. That is for sure. You will meet
oh,
her.
Oh, awesome.
You meet
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so I'm a friend of Peggy, and, you know, I was on her show back a while, and like I said, I love what Peggy is doing because she's
yes.
really making things happen.
Yes, she is. She's a mover and a shaker.
And
oh,
a non-stopper.
Yes. You
yes,
two ladies
absolutely.
Are too, okay, Miss Singer and fashion designer, so definitely you're going to meet Miss Dina as well.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait
sure.
when I get to the L.A.
Ooh,
yes,
appreciate
absolutely.
You listening,
I would
Dina.
Love
we'll have
to.
A little get-together. Yes, you would love to meet her. And is there any other callers have anything to say? Thank you once again, Miss Dina Bernardo.
Oh, thank
anyone
you, Peggy.
Else?
Nice meeting you, Dina. Take care.
Nice meeting you, too.
I know I see some callers there, and I hope that I have you open so you could listen, definitely. Anyone else? Any Texas people in
Hi.
The house?
Yes.
Just say hello. Hi.
Hello. My name is Nicole, and I have a question for Eleanor. I think she's such an excellent
you
speaker.
Mean, you mean not Eleanor. You mean Millionaire Williams.
Millionaire, yes. I don't know why I'm thinking Eleanor. Millionaire, yes. She's such an excellent speaker. And I just had a question because she's, you know, such an advocate for wellness. And being a wellness life coach, how would you educate or talk to somebody who's a parent of a child who has, you know, depression or is going through depression? And a lot of us parents, a lot of times we struggle with getting our children the necessary help that they need. So how would you encourage a parent that is struggling with getting their child the help that they need?
Well, one of the things that I would say, I would love to do a consult with the family. You know what I mean? And I have come to realize also that sometimes you have to make things a little bit lighter, because sometimes things can seem so heavy, and not to take away from the disorder or the disease or what the person is going through, but sometimes you have to, it's almost like driving a stick shift. You know, you got to know when to hold, when to fold. I'll give you some of the things that I learned along the way with my son. You know, sometimes even when he was in psychosis, I had to learn how to talk with him very intentional and rather slow, and be very intentional in what I would say, and just be careful of body language and, you know, things that you would normally do. Because if a person is in a depressed state, you may have to navigate in ways that you don't normally navigate with them. One of the things that I tell my clients, I am a big advocate of journaling. Journaling is something that I used to have my children do when they were young, when they were like, and I still have their journals to this day. And my oldest son is like 43 years of age. I've got three kids. And so make things fun like that. Get a journal. Let your kids pick out the journal. Go to the store and make it a day. Let them pick it out. And have a specific time at home, maybe Friday evening or maybe Saturday morning, whatever works for your family. And maybe that kids are out of school now. But pick a time frame where it's quality time for the family. And take an hour and just say, everybody, we're going to start journaling. You know, get your feelings out. Journaling is something, I know when I was going through a very bad marriage years ago, I used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning and journal and just release all these negative thoughts and feelings. And what it does, it helps, it's a form of release, you know, that you can express those feelings. And you feel psychologically just so different. That's just one thing you can do. I know another thing I used to do with my kids, I used to have a play date with each one of them specifically and take them out and then have some discussions with them about their feelings and what's going on and what's disturbing them and what's bothering them. I used to always, when they got home from school, how was your day? Were there any highlights of your day? Was there something mommy should know about? Was there something that bothered you during the day? Was it something that made you real happy during the day? You know, I know people's lives are busy nowadays, and there's a lot of demands on parents. And sometimes, you know, you're working, you know, both parents are working. If you're a single parent, you're working, you're coming home, you know, getting dinner ready and, you know, baths and showers and every, you know, depending on the ages of the children. But you have to take out quality time for the family. No phones, no TVs. I even used to have a massage therapist come to my house and massage my kids and myself. You know, so there are so many different things. I'm giving you a plethora of all different things all over the map, and I know you mentioned specifically about depression. But these are some things that I feel we need to institute in our families to help the well-being of our children and of ourselves, because parents have a lot going on nowadays, and we have to come to a place where we settle down, that we calm down all the distractions of life, all the distractions at home, the cell phone, the TV, the games, all the things that are going on, and have some time for peace of mind. Another activity I want to share with the audience in case no one has ever heard about it, but mindfulness. Go on YouTube, Google mindfulness. It is a powerful way to get rid of distractions in your mind and be with the now. I am very busy. I am the type that I get up early in the morning. I'm an early person, so I usually get into bed about 9, 9:30. And so if I'm in my office for the day, I'll have meditation music playing in the background. I've got the candles. These are just techniques and tools to help the household be in a state of peace of mind and just, you know, when you come in my home, it smells so good. Anybody that ever enters my home, oh, my God, it smells so good.
Oh, yes, it do.
These are just little things you can do within your home environment to help manage the mental stresses that we're all dealing with. And, you know, talk to your children. Yes.
Let me ask you something, because I'm going to make sure that you two exchange. Well, make sure that you reach out to everyone on my show. She will give you her information so you can reach out to her. I believe, Nicole, you could talk to Millionaire Williams one-on-one and go into more depth on, you know, what your question that you're asking. Remember, you're listening to eWater Radio. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. My special guest is Millionaire Williams, certified CEO, certified life and mental health coach, author, speaker, and licensed chaplain, Effectual Life Coaching Enterprises. So you can reach out to her. And really quick, is there anyone else that has anything else to say or any questions you'd like to ask? Now is your time.
And, Nicole, I hope some of that helped you.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, and I would love to hear from you.
Likewise.
You will. Okay, anyone else, anything you'd like to say or like to ask or like to add? We want to hear from you. If not, we're going to keep it moving. And briefly, because you're running out of time, you just spoke at a large convention. They had you in Florida. Can you brief us on that really quick?
Yes, absolutely. I would love to. As Peggy stated earlier in the intro, May is also Military Appreciation Month. So there's an organization that reached out to me and wanted to know if I'd be a guest speaker. And so I was there in Florida. It was a beautiful spot there at the Disney Resort. And speaking to veterans, speaking to military families, helping them to understand on the side of disability, how to go about getting their benefits. And there's so many veterans that are in this country that still don't have their benefits. And I've just been appalled at that, knowing the amount of veterans that are in our country that are still not getting their proper benefits. And oftentimes they'll be rejected and they've got to go back in. But I say to you, if any of you are listening to the sound of my voice as a veteran, please don't ever give up. And I feel that especially every combat veteran should be 100% disabled, where you're getting that money each month, you're getting the care that you need. And Peggy, one of the things, I will come back on your show because I want the audience to know that I'm working with a congressman right now in California, because I am going to go before Congress, because there are certain things that, you know, the law is everything. And if laws don't get changed, if laws don't get changed, things don't happen. And that also brings me to a position of, at one point I was a county commissioner in North Carolina when I lived there. And I had a constituency base of 200,000 people in the community. And I am going to where I'm going to go right now. So I like to position myself with people emotionally when I go places. In our Black community especially, we will vote for president, but oftentimes we don't vote local. And so that's a problem. It's a problem that we as Blacks don't show up at city council meetings. We as Blacks, we don't show up at county commissioner meetings unless it's one thing that involves them. And we have to step up at the local level to get involved, to know what's going on in your community, because these are the laws that affect you, the different ordinances that are posed there at city council meetings. I've even talked to some pastors, and I've told them, I said, you need to have someone appointed in your church that attends county commissioner meetings, city council meetings, and bringing information back to the body of Christ so that they'll know what's going on. Sometimes there are roads that are being worked on. There are just so many different things in a city that go on locally that will involve you, but you don't even know until after the fact because we're not proactive about getting the information that we need. So I just always have to put that segment in there, Peggy, because
I'm glad you did, because it starts with voting, and we're people that make a change.
Yeah, having served as a commissioner, it used to bother me, and where we lived, it was a predominantly white area there in North Carolina, and I never saw blacks come to the meetings, and I would talk to people, and I'm like, you know what, you need to show up, because you have a voice.
At
these
right.
city council meetings, these county commission meetings, they allow the public 3 minutes to come up and talk about whatever it is you want to discuss. So there are mechanisms in our communities that we don't take advantage of, but our voice is what gets change made.
Yes. And well, we're going to have to get a group of us women together because we're running out of time. You're definitely going to have to come back because I want you to go through on the next show how you start your day. And like I said, there's so many other things we did not get to collaborate on, but I do want my audience to know that you're listening to Millionaire Williams. She loves to live, love, life. She lives and she loves life. She's a CEO, certified life and mental health coach, author, speaker. Her book, what is it called again? Military Mom on a Mission. Did I get it right? And a licensed chaplain. Effectual Life Coaching Enterprises. And what is your contact information really quick?
Yes, my website, effectuallifecoaching.com. And I have about four websites because I'm doing so much like Peggy said. But
okay.
The life coaching is effectuallifecoaching.com. The book for the Military Mom on a Mission is militarymomonamission.us. And then I, like Peggy said, I'm doing a little interior design work. So I have another website called Home Deco Reef. You can go and check that out, homedecoreef.com. And if you put my name in Google, you'll see everything that I've done, and you can connect with me there. Million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, and then H-E-I-R-Williams. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, so you can just plug in my name. Phone number also, 661-341-0730. And again, thank you so much, Peggy, for having me on. I hope I actually was able to share some nuggets with the audience and whatever else they need. They can contact me. I am here and
okay,
I am a
girl. Okay, well, you don't have to hope. You know you did it. Don't forget my girl here. She's always keeping it alive. She's keeping it real. She's a blessing. How to take part in Mental Health Awareness Month. Educate yourself on mental health. Take an outline on mental health screening. Create a self-care, as she stated, it all routine. Meditate. Check on those around you. Tell them your experience. Reach out to my girl, Millionaire Williams. Yes, you can. If you think you didn't get the information, the link will be sent out. You listen to the show. And I'm out. Remember, life is not measured by the breaths that we take, but the moments that take our breath. Women in Motion Live on E-Water Radio. My guest, Millionaire Williams. Talk to you soon. Peace out.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With the brand new mercy I'm giving. Your purpose.